We wish to honour the brave district men and women who made great sacrifices over 4 years. We do this by telling the stories of a few, but stories that are typical of so many. This is the story of Nurse Mary Kennedy. Mary was born in Longwarrie in 1884. Her father was David and her mother was Christina Mary Kennedy. The family lived on the corner of Cook Road and Princess Avenue, and her uncle, Joseph Kennedy, at one stage owned the Longwarrie Hotel, and the road beside the hotel is named Kennedy Street after the family. When Mary was just 20 years old, she moved to Kyneton in Victoria and trained as a nurse at the Kyneton Hospital. Whilst training at Kyneton, she met a young doctor, Alfred McClure, and a few years later, he had a big role to play in Mary's life story. When she finished her training, she stayed to nurse at Kyneton for a little while before moving back to Gippsland, where she took up a nursing appointment in Warrigal. Then on May 10, 1915, Mary enlisted in the Australian Army Nursing Service, and she was attached to the 3rd Australian Army Hospital. Just 8 days later, she was on the RMS Moulton, a ship heading for England and the war in France. She was 31 years old. Whether by chance or planned, we don't know, but Dr. McClure was also on the same ship as part of the 3rd Australian General Army Hospital. Mary arrived in England in late June 1915, thinking that she would be going to France. But on the way, things at Gallipoli had turned really bad and their orders were changed. They were being sent to the island of Lemnos, just 60 kilometres from the Gallipoli beaches. Before leaving, they had a week's leave in London, and a very interesting part of Mary's story happened. We don't know if the romance with Alfred McClure started in Kyneton or if it was an on-board ship romance, but on July 9, 1915, Mary married Dr. McClure. The wedding was kept a secret because married women were not allowed to continue nursing, and they both knew how badly nurses were needed in the war, so they did not tell the army about the wedding. But by July 1915, Mary had arrived at the Mudros Hospital on the island of Lemnos. All the nurses lived in tents and the whole hospital was made up of tents. She would have been nursing the very worst of the wounded Australian soldiers from Gallipoli and in very difficult conditions. She may well have nursed a few soldiers she knew, as there were men from Longwarrie who were wounded at Gallipoli. It is nice to think that she was able to bring some comfort to them with stories of life at home before the war. Before Gallipoli finished and the Australians left, Mary herself became sick and was taken to Cairo in Egypt. When she was better, she continued nursing at the hospital in Cairo, and then in September 1916, the hospital was packed up and sent to the Western Front. After a short rest in England, Mary arrived at the Somme in April 1917 as part of the No. 16 Hospital. Some of the worst fighting of the war happened at the Somme. Hundreds of thousands of Australians were killed or wounded there. In winter, it was wet, freezing, cold, and sometimes it snowed. The mud was so deep that the horses and donkeys pulling carts became so badly bogged they couldn't be moved. Mary was again living in tents and nursing in a tent hospital, and again conditions were so bad that she became sick. She must have been very good at her work because in May of 1917, she was promoted to sister and would have been in charge of other nurses. Mary continued nursing at different places on the Western Front until the end of the war, and she resigned on December 14, 1918, telling the army that she was going to get married. They never knew she was already married, and the secret had been well kept, as a letter that the matron in charge wrote at the time says that Mary was resigning to get married in 1919. Mary and her husband did not come back to Australia straight away because Dr. McClure stayed in England to do some more study into orthopaedic surgery. By the early 1920s, they were home and living in Melbourne. Dr. McClure was a very well-known orthopaedic surgeon in Collins Street and at the Alfred Hospital. They lived in South Yarra for a while and then in Malvern. Dr. McClure died in 1956, and in 1959, Mary must have also been unwell, probably because of her several illnesses in the war, and she applied for a government pension. We can't find any mentions of them having children, and her brothers and sisters were now living in Queensland, so no doubt because she was not well and alone, Mary moved to Queensland and she died there in 1965, aged 81. She was cremated and her ashes are in the Mount Thompson Memorial Gardens at Holland Park in Brisbane. A truly remarkable story of a local woman who saw the worst at Gallipoli and on the Western Front. And along with her secret wedding, surely her story is the stuff that movies are made about.
This recording was researched by the Longwarrian District History Group, spoken by Russell Ford, and produced in the studios of 3BBR Community Radio in conjunction with the Longwarrie sub-branch of the RSL.